This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here we go. Welcome in. It's the G-Bag Nation here as... Rangers fall 1-0 to the Yankees. They were swept. They only scored 5 runs. They almost got shut out twice. 51 games in. That offense was bad. And the only good news is they're going to play the Chicago White Sox this weekend. I guess that'll be an opportunity to get going a little bit.
Get them going, boys.
At 877-881-1053, Sandler is going to call in a few minutes from the Bronx. They're trying to get out of there before the storm hits. But let's get some of your feedback coming in on the text before we get there at 877-881-1053. Love to go around the room, get your guys' thoughts on this. What do you make? I mean, we're coming up on a third of the way through the season. The 469 says, Rangers baseball is so boring without any bats. It actually put me to sleep while I was at work. I think that happened to you as well, Chief, didn't it?
Wow, dude.
Did you text that in?
That's incredible. Yeah, I thought he was actually making a mockery of what I just did. But, I had a headache situation going on.
Yeah.
And then I'm listening to the Rangers and, you know, the dulcet tones of Nadell and Hicks when they're painting a 1-0 picture for 9 innings. All of a sudden, you start hearing the lullaby of your own snore.
Yeah. You do. And, we could hope that Corey Seager is back. I know CY is not going to rest, and he's probably going to be working on cooking something up here as we get, you know, later on into May. We're probably still 6 weeks or so from the trade deadline maturing. But I think the good news is, as Jared Sandler joins you, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, the good news is this is probably about a 500 team. Just got to get Seager back and get some other guys hitting a little bit better, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess easier said than done. But, Boach earlier today said maybe a week to 10 days for Corey, and that can't come soon enough with the way things are going. And, you know, the other thing, too, though, is you can't just put it on one player, right? If you're relying on one player, that's probably not a good sign. I know last year a lot of people were positing that maybe, you know, the absence of Josh Young was such an X factor, and that was causing everyone else to – you know, perform at a slightly lower level. And I think, you know, maybe we look now and you know, Josh Young's performing well, and it's not really changing anything overall. And as a matter of fact, you could, you know, say obviously this lineup's taking a step back in terms of just overall production. So, getting Corey back would be great. But I think that the other part of what you said is just you need multiple guys to improve their production. And, you know, if you just didn't look at the names, you just looked at the numbers, you probably wouldn't. Pass a test in assigning names to those numbers based on their career track records versus what they're producing here in 2025.
What would you be sniffing around for right now if you're CY and you're starting to lay some groundwork? Maybe I'm thinking like a platoon outfielder that could crush lefties, you know, like a right-handed David Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, that's, the reality is if we're going to answer this question, obviously it's a hypothetical, but with some level of reality, you know, they probably do need to find a platoon type player because a platoon type player is not going to cost a lot. And it just doesn't seem like financially they've got a lot of wiggle room if they are going to, in fact, stay under that luxury tax threshold. So, I hate to keep bringing that up, but if that is going to be the reality of what they have to deal with, then, you know, we can't really talk about guys that have bigger price tags attached to them because while we don't know exactly where they are, because things like incentive clauses and then benefits and stuff like that all count towards the finances that are considered with the luxury tax. We are, of the opinion and with the data we do have led to believe that they don't have a lot of wiggle room. And so unless they're going to, you know, take away salary and, you know, they're the guys who have the contracts that would maybe give you some wiggle room, you know, you've already moved on from one of them in Leody Taveras. The Mariners took that money off your hands. But, you know, realistically, unless you made a big shakeup, kind of surprising move involving one of your big contract guys, there's not a lot of opportunity for them, it doesn't seem like, to create wiggle room.
Jared, one of the names that I've seen floated out on the trade market, and I don't know if it's too early to talk about, but we're about to get to see him over the next few days, and that's Luis Robert Jr. He's having a down year. Maybe that's a product of, obviously, the team that he plays for. How intriguing of a name would that be, and do you see that fit at all?
Well, I mean, in terms of positionally, yeah, I guess my question would be is what are the White Sox going to ask for? And my guess is the White Sox are not going to ask for the type of return that is commensurate with a guy who can leave in free agency after the season. They're going to ask for the type of return with the idea that the team that acquires him is going to try and lock him up long term. Even if they don't, you know, they're not just going to want to, you know, give him up for the cost of a rental, I don't think. Now, if he continues to struggle, maybe that equation changes. So I guess if the Rangers and this year, we're talking about the money, that's just for this year. So the Rangers could lock up Luis Robert and, you know, it still works financially. Is that what they want to do? And I think with Luis Robert, Zach, the biggest question is one of the things, like if you ask a Luis Robert stan, they're going to say, hey, this guy is in a crummy environment. The White Sox stink. He's, you know, he's not in a situation that lends to him playing well, and a change of scenery will help him because he's one of the most talented players in baseball. People on the other side would say, why do I want to roll the dice on a guy who his overall performance is very much dictated by the environment he's in? Like, is he going to be that volatile? You know, what if we get off to a bad start one year? We're going to, I mean, Luis Robert can get a contract where, you know, he's a dude. You know, that's the type of guy you want to help you turn things around, not the guy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Guy that's going to fall under the bed when things, you know, go poorly, right? So that's both ends of the spectrum. But there's no doubt he is uniquely talented as, you know, a five-tool type player. I guess maybe not the batting average side, but in terms of the power, the speed, the defense. But, you know, he's not going to be cheap. The Rangers definitely have the resources to acquire him. But I guess it's more of a read on what type of a player do they think he is? Because the White Sox are going to try to sell him as the guy who's, you know, one of the best players in baseball, or has the potential to be. But teams are probably going to be on the other end and saying, why are we going to pay this price for a guy who's got the numbers that he's got and has the questions he has? So he's definitely a fascinating case, and I'm really curious to see what the market says about him.
Jared, here's my hot take for the day. Do they have a problem at third base, coach?
That's a tough one. You know, I know they've
and I know you might be sitting on a bus right now and you can't talk about it. but
no, I'm not on a bus. I mean, there have been some, there have been some sends this year or whatever that, you know.
Well,
I know
the Durant. I think about the Durant play against in Detroit that ended up getting, you know, him getting picked off third. You know, that ended an inning that they missed on the review where the runner was safe. And I was thinking about today with Wyatt Langford and the situation, and maybe
trying to, on the wild pitch.
On the wild pitch, you gamble there, and like you're not doing anything at the plate. You know, you hold the guy thinking you might get a hit. You haven't got a hit since Reagan was president, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Do you gamble there and try and steal a run and maybe get something going?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, and you've been around staffs before, where maybe, you know, you come under fire a little bit and then you're gun shy.
Yeah, I got you.
And there's no doubt that, you know, there were a few times, I think, where it was a part of the story. You know, Evan Grant's, like, lead story. It was about, you know, a decision. And so it's a lot easier to hold the guy and, you know, give another guy a chance to drive him in than, you know, take the opportunity away. It's tough for me to say that they've got a problem there just simply based on the fact that I think their offensive problems are unfortunately a laundry list deep. Listen, there's no denying there have been a few calls this year. There's one, I forget, earlier in the year where bases loaded, a guy was sent home. I forget, maybe it was Kyle Higashioka. I don't remember what it was, but, you know, it's one that I think Tony Beasley said, hey, you know, I'd like to have back, but these guys aren't perfect. And the other thing I'd say too, Broadus, is, you know, in 2023, like, this is the same third base coach the Rangers had when they won the World Series. But what's the biggest difference is, you know, they were scoring 5, 6, 7, 12 runs. And, you know, all of a sudden those moments don't get magnified as much. And I think there's so many factors that come into play, the situation, the arms in the outfit, whatever it might be. It's when you have to factor in the fact that, gosh, we're just not scoring, that makes that job, you know, even more difficult than it already is.
Jared, what do you imagine they start to try and do? I mean, what type of options do they have when it comes to the closer role? Obviously, you saw what happened with Luke Jackson last night. Is it just like keep riding him for now, or what type of options do they really have?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure. You got Chris Martin down. Maybe if Emiliano Teodo had been healthy all year and dominating, maybe, you know, he'd be up by now, but he was hurt and he's just kind of working his way back. You know, maybe you can change it up, but the guy you would go to next is Robert Garcia, but, you know, he's had a tough time, and, he's obviously overall been really good this year, but, you know, would you rather make a move when he's surging? Like, typically when you're making a change at the closing role, the guy you replace the closer with is a guy who's just been on fire, right? And that's not been Robert Garcia yet. Hobie Milner, Sean Armstrong, Jacob Webb, they've all been really good, but, you know, are you putting those guys in that spot? It's a great question, Eric, and it was one that I went home last night thinking about. I just don't know who that guy is right now. And maybe it would be Chris Martin if Chris Martin wasn't hurt. And maybe when Chris Martin comes back, if he gets a few good outings, under his belt, maybe he's the guy. But, you know, you're 10 plus days away from that, and you hope to be in some safe situations between now and then. So, yeah, I mean, I know I'm talking in circles here, which I do a lot. I'm really good at that. But it's a great question, and I wish I had a better answer for you. I just don't know, you know, what the options are at this point.
Love it, Jared. Good luck getting to Chicago here, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow before the game.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
There he goes, at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow. The White Sox are 15-35. I know they have won 4 of their last 10. Just to set expectations a little bit, I guess they've been playing a little bit better. But Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Every Rangers game day here in the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the fan. They lost 1-0. And the frustrations are high. Getting some good texts in here. Kamar Rocker closer, says the 817. I think Rocker lighter. You know, when you get Gray Bradford, I think they should explore that, Wolchuk. But it's you're still talking about guys that are going to probably have ERAs that you're uncomfortable with. But at least there's a shot that they're young and they're going to develop and lock in.
Yeah, the thing that, you know, when you guys talk about lighter and stuff, though, yesterday we went through that whole thing about pitch location, where the sliders were, where the cutters were, where the four-seam fastballs were.
Yeah.
Do you trust a guy that maybe has control problems at times or locating
pitches. It's usually where guys that can't control their fastball go, you know, into the bullpen. I think he might profile more as a middle long-term reliever.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were thinking about a closer role here.
Yeah, I mean, even that, I mean, the fact that he's been so effective one time through an order, that could be pretty damn good for him there. I think John Gray was another guy that we had mentioned in spring training.
We've seen John Gray do it in the playoffs.
Yeah,
though, right?
In big moments. And I know John doesn't want to do that. John wants to be a starter, but that might be also somebody that you would consider if you had to.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.